Next item on the agenda is item number 7, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Littleton III, 06-2204. Mr. Miskini, you have the right to appeal the commission's decision to the circuit court, I believe, of Newport News or Matthews within a certain time frame. Thank you. I should have said that.
You ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. This project is for Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Littleton. They are requesting authorization to construct a 20-foot wide by 35-foot long single-slip open-sided boathouse onto their existing private non-commercial pier situated adjacent to their property along the Potomac River in Stafford County. The project is protested by one of their adjacent property owners. Again, it is located on the Potomac River in this location here. The creek that you see here up that empties out into the Potomac is a quiet creek, often the location of many projects in Stafford County. Just the location on an aerial photograph. And you can see here the location it's pointing to, a pier that has actually been created in our GIS system, because these photos do predate the existence of their private pier. Again, this is just showing that location. The green shows the pier and the finger piers associated with that, and the yellow shows the where the actual boathouse would be located at the end of the pier. The applicants have an existing pier that extends 290 feet channelward of mean low water, and the structure was previously determined by staff to qualify for statutory authorization, as is provided in Section 20.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. The applicants are seeking to construct a 20-foot wide by 35-foot long open-sided boathouse, and it is intended to cover a single slip. That does include now an existing boat lift. The slide that's up there now shows their property highlighted in blue, and the protestant's property located immediately downstream. The protestant, Mr. Ron Waltz, contacted staff by telephone on September 11, 2006 to discuss his objections to the proposed project. However, at that time, staff had not yet received the joint permit application from the applicants. However, once we did receive that, staff did formally notify. Kathy, can I? Sorry, I have the lights, please. Staff did notify Mr. and Mrs. Waltz of the applicant's proposed project to allow them a chance to comment formally. Staff did receive later a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Waltz dated October 19, 2006. In which the Waltz's letter indicates they are opposed to the proposed project for several reasons, including navigation, the public's right to fish and hunt, and impacts to submerged aquatic vegetation and habitat resources. They are also concerned with their own riparian access, use and enjoyment of the water, including their stated right to enjoy an unimpeded view of the river. In addition, the protestants argue that the applicant's proposed boathouse is not necessary for the use of the pier or for access to the river, that the pier's length is excessive, and that the proposed boathouse is simply a convenience that does not benefit the Commonwealth, the public, or adjacent property owners. Were it not for the protestants' objections, the Littletons' proposed boathouse would have otherwise qualified for the statutory authorization provided in Section 20.2-1203A54 of the Code, since the proposed 700-square-foot roof structure meets but does not exceed the 700-square-foot threshold allowed for private non-commercial boathouses. Just quickly, I go through the application drawings and some photographs. This is their property, and you can see the pier as it was proposed in the original application. This is just a cross-section and plan view, more detailed, of the pier. It has proposed two boat lifts, one of which would be covered by the boathouse roof, which is the only portion of the project here before you today. The rest of it did meet the exemption requirement in the code. Staff scaled off using our GIS system from the corner of the protestant's home to the corner, the closest corner of the boathouse, and found that there's approximately 600 feet that separate the home from the proposed boathouse, just to give you an idea of that offset. This is just a ground shot looking out at the pier as it exists today. And you can see the piles are already in place to accommodate the roof, and if for any reason they were denied the opportunity to construct that, the applicant has told staff that they would be able to cut those down to match the height of all the other piles. Just another close-up shot showing the existing boat lift and the piles there to support that. And this is just a shot looking back at the shore, and this is the protestant's home that you can see through those piles, just a little closer view, just to give you an idea about the distance that separates the pier and boathouse from the protestant's property. One of the issues that the protestant did bring up was the submerged aquatic vegetation that's present in this area. Staff did look at the Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences preliminary 2006 SAV distribution maps, which are available on the VIMS's website. And this is the location here. It's just shown in by the red arrow. But just to zoom in here a little bit, these maps that are right now just preliminary do show that there are SAV densities in the area located approximately about here, between 70 and 100%. They have not published that data yet, but looking back to the 2005 information in their report that has been published, as well as staff's own observations near this site and within Aquia Creek, indicates this hydrilla, that the SAV is actually hydrilla, which is a non-native invasive species which dominates SAV beds along the tidal freshwater reaches of the Potomac River and its tributaries. I'll get into the Army Corps of Engineers, Norfolk District, has determined that the proposed project is not contrary to the public interest and has therefore issued a Regional Permit 17 for the pier and boathouse. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, by email dated December 21st, 2006, stated that the project was located in an area recognized as a bald eagle concentration area and a confirmed anadromous fish use area. However, they went on to state that due to the amount of existing residential development around the site and since the pier has already been constructed, they did not anticipate any adverse impacts upon bald eagles or anadromous fish. DGIF also recommended strict erosion and sediment control measures be used during construction of the proposed boathouse. Staff did not receive any other comments or concerns from other state agencies. get into our staff recommendation. While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestant, staff does not feel that the Little Tin's proposed boathouse is excessive since it meets the 700-square-foot threshold provided in the statutory authorization of Section 20.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia. When considering the protestants own nearly 350 feet of waterfront and that their home is approximately 600 feet from the proposed boathouse, staff also does not believe that the applicant's proposed boathouse will significantly obstruct the protestants' view or access to the Potomac River. In addition, while the proposed boathouse will be located within an identified SAV bed, staff does not believe that the impacts will significantly increase over those already provided by the existing pier and boathouse themselves. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 20.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. And with that, I will be glad to answer any questions the applicant's are here, and I am not aware if the protest is here or not, but...
Red lights, please.
They previously indicated they would be.
Any questions of Mr. McGinnis from the commission? Thank you, Ben. Good job. Is the applicant present or represented? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Joseph Littleton, the applicant.
Yes, sir.
This is where they coined the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. I now know why they say that. I don't need to say a whole lot. I traveled down here today to offer myself as a defense to our project. Before I arrived, I did not see the staff report, and I did not see the letter from the Corps of Engineers. Unfortunately, it was issued back in January.
Okay.
Those two documents, I think, pretty much say it all. I do want to thank the commission, working with Ben and also previously Justin on your staff. And I've had a couple of opportunities to work with your law enforcement folks over the last couple of years with commercial fishing in this cove. And the experience has been very positive.
Well, I appreciate those comments.
I'm available to answer any questions if you would care.
Any questions?
Other than that, I think this says it all.
Okay, sir. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? The matter is before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move to take staff recommendation.
Mr. Holland's motion to approve staff recommendation, second by?
Second.
By Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir. The next